I know you can get over it. You could probably get over that, but I'll help you if you like, Bethel. Then everybody can see what I was going to just show the children at first is my socks. Come, Bethel. There. So do I have funny socks on? What do you think? Are they cute? Are they important? No. Are they bad? No. They're not important, but they're not bad. They're a little silly, that's right. Well, we're gonna look at that in a little bit. Right now, I'd like some help singing a song because I don't want to sing it all by myself. I'd like to sing Jesus Calls the Children Dear. You know the one that Jesus loves the little children? How many of you know that song? All right. So that means that you're going to help me sing it, right? Okay. Jesus calls the children dear, come to me and never fear, for I love the little children of the world. I will take you by the hand, lead you to the better land, for I love the little children of the world. Well, I need some real help on the chorus. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus is the shepherd true, and he'll always stand by you, for he loves the children of the world. He's a savior great and, well, yep, let's, great and what? Small? Small? No. Great and strong, right? All right, let's sing that line again. He's a savior great and strong, and he'll shield you from the wrong, for he loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I am coming, Lord, to thee, and thy soldier I will be, for he loves the little children of the world. And his cross I'll always bear, and for him I'll do and dare, for he loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. That is right. He loves each one of us. Children, little children, and bigger children. And now I'm going to take this off pretty soon. Let me see. I want to look. Let's see what we're talking about first. Well, what I want to look at today is some things, and most, maybe none of these things are all wrong, but some of them are important and some are not. And I want you to help me understand which things are important and which things are not, because we'll pretend I don't know. So I'm going to need your help, okay? So I'm going to take this tape off here so we can see what's up here. Wow. Well, some of it's staying on the board pretty well, and some of it disappeared a little bit, but now,
How many of you think that this is a pretty important list? You don't know. Can you read? How many of you can read? Okay, a few of you. All right. Well, I'll help you out because I learned how to read already. So this one says prayer. How many of you think that that's important? Yeah, you're right. Why is it important to pray? What is prayer? You're right. Talking to Jesus, talking to God. You know what? If we want to have fellowship with God, we need to talk to Him and we need to hear from Him. And that is right. So we're going to keep that one. We like that one. All right. So prayer, that's a good thing right there. How about exercise? Is that important? It is actually. It's not important that we lift a whole bunch of weights and we make ourselves have big impressive muscles or that we can run marathons and things like that. That's not important. There's not necessarily anything wrong with it, at least if it's done in a certain amount of moderation. But exercise is important. Now there's a very tricky one next. Eating ice cream. How many of you think that's important? You're right. It isn't really that important, is it? It is really yummy. It's really yummy. But eating ice cream just isn't, we could live without it if we had to. In fact, we have at least one or two people here who are pretty much living without that because they know it doesn't work for them and it hurts them. And if any of us ate just that, it would hurt us too, wouldn't it? After a while. So we better say, okay, that's not important. Now, okay, but we like it. And it's okay, but we have to be careful to make sure that we do the things that are important first, right? If in our day, we got up in the morning, we said, wow, I don't know if I'm going to live all day, so I'm going to have snack, and I'm going to have dessert, and I'm going to have recess, and what other fun things? Story, and then if there's any time left, I'll do schoolwork and chores and eat my food and all that. Does that sound like the right order of things? I don't think so either. How about having fun? Is that important? Not really. I mean, yeah, it sort of is, but it isn't really, is it? It's just nice if we can have fun, but it's not that important. How about the Bible? Yeah, it is important. Because without it, we wouldn't understand what God wanted of us. That's where we learn so much about God. Is it important to get an allowance? Is it important that, no, it isn't important to get an allowance. Probably, maybe none of you. I don't know if any of you get an allowance or not, and we don't need to know. But when I was a child, I did get, I think back in the day, it was only a quarter because money was worth a lot back then. You could buy a lot with a quarter when I was a kid. But, you know, whether I got allowance or I didn't get an allowance, and then maybe some of you look at other ones and they get it and you don't, is it important? No. Is there anybody here who doesn't have everything they need? No. I think we all have it, don't we? We have all the stuff we need, don't we? Yeah. So we wouldn't really want to put too much importance on that. How about doing chores? If your parents have chores for you to do, is that important? It is important. Why is it important? Because they want you to do chores? Yeah. Obeying your parents. That's right. The Lord said. It's good for you. That's right. Just like Ephesians 6:1 says. So we do it because it's right. Another thing too is, how many of you would like to go out and check on the bunny and the bunny was laying on its side or upside down and it was all dead? That would be yucky, wouldn't it? So it's pretty important that we do chores. Worrying. How many of you think that's important? No? You know what? If there's one on this list that, well, that's wrong, it might be worrying. We're really not supposed to be worrying. Worrying doesn't help a thing, does it? Now, there are times where we can't help feeling a certain amount of that, and we have to then, what do? We cast our care upon who? God, because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. So we're gonna really get rid of this one. Wow. Ooh. Won't have to worry about that anymore. Now, good nutrition. How many of you think that we need good nutrition? What is that anyway? What is it? Eating good food. That's right. Getting the stuff that our bodies need. Why is that important? That's right. We'd have problems. And how useful are you if you have a whole bunch of problems? It makes you less useful, doesn't it? Less able to do the things that you should be able to do. Everybody, oh, I just noticed, you have cute socks. Look at that, I'm not the only one. Okay, you have
cute socks.
We all have great socks, but anyway, going back to good nutrition, it's important because if we're going to do the things that God wants us to do, we need to take care of our bodies. Who do our bodies belong to? That's right. Yeah, they don't just belong to us. This is my body for God. What can I do to make my body stay useful for God's purposes? So we need to hang on to that one. Now, what about cute socks? Are they important? They are. They're not really that important, are they? They're just a whole lot of fun. Okay, so we'll put a line through that one. Okay. Now. Another one. Wow. I needed a lot of help. So what about how we look? A lot of mirror time. Is that important? No. Y'all look just fine. Y'all look fine. I look fine, even though my hair is all fuzzy up and all of that stuff. Okay, you know, if we spend too much time in front of the mirror, who are we thinking about? Ourselves. It's a waste. You know what? If things are too messed up, somebody will say, in fact, I was at a church one time and somebody said, your collar's been bothering me the whole service. And he came over and he fixed my collar for me after the service. Oh, well. But anyway, it didn't mess up everything. It was okay. And we just have to realize that, you know, it's just not that important. Okay? We look okay. It's good enough. Schoolwork. Is that important? Why? It's horrible, isn't it? No, it isn't horrible, is it? Why is it important? So we can learn. Why do we need to learn? What can't I do if I don't learn? I can't read what?
Bible.
I can't read the Bible. So if you don't learn, if you don't go to school, you can't learn to even read God's word. So it's very important. What about math? Who needs to know 2 plus 2? What's the good of that, huh? Oh, if I have 2 and I have 2 more, how many do I have? Count them. 4. That's right. So that's what 2 plus 2 is all about. And you know why that's important? Then we understand about the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. We know what they're talking about. And other things that are important. If we needed to do a job, and so we need to keep school as important and do what we're asked to do. And how about doing more than others? Is that important? No. But shouldn't we do the most? It's nice if we can. It's nice sometimes if we can, but it's not that important, is it? What is important? It's important that we do everything that God wants us to do, right? It's important to get dressed. That's true. So doing more than others, not that big a deal. We, you know, how about an expensive car? How many of you? No? Why not? No? It's not that important, is it? That's, yeah, it really isn't that important. So, well, hey, we need to stay focused here. We're talking about cars, okay? Why is it not that important? Do you think if I drive a cheap car that works and I get here, that's what's important? It does, cheap or expensive? It just needs to get here, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter exactly what it cost, okay? If we get an expensive one because we want to be really showy and everybody see, well, that's not a good thing. But if it happened to cost a bit and it was the one I could find that did what I needed, that's okay. But it's just not that important. Okay, so we'll put a line through that. How about keeping a schedule? Did you all leave in time to get to church at least pretty close to when it started, or did you get here after the last song? Did y'all get here before the last song? Oh, I think you did. Well, you know what? If we keep our lives disciplined and we do things in a good way, a timely way, we can get a lot more out of life. It is called self-discipline. We need to, hey, self-discipline involves paying attention, okay, Bethel? Listen, so we need, with schedule, if we're supposed to get up at a certain time in the morning and do something and get our faces washed or whatever we're supposed to do before we come to the breakfast table, then we should do it. And then life will go better for us. So I think that's pretty important. How about wealth? Is wealth important? What is wealth? Having a lot of money. Is that important? Yeah? No? No? No. Riches, having a ton of money. That's right. Well, if we have wealth or riches, it's important that we do use them wisely, but it's not important that we have a lot. It's important that we use well what we have. What about a good attitude? Is that important? Have any of us ever had a bad attitude? I'm sure, I can only imagine that every last one of us have had it at some point. How many people like it when other people have bad attitudes?
No.
Because it's yucky. So it is very important to have a good attitude. You know what? It's just a little bit of work. It's just a little bit of work to be cheerful. And it makes a big difference for a lot of people. How about sleep? Sleep? Is that important? It is important, isn't it? We know that. Uh-huh. Okay, go sit down. So what about impressing people? Is that important? No? It really isn't, is it? Why not? Because it's just not that important, okay? So here's the thing. So there's a verse that comes to mind with impressing people, and we agree that it's really not important that we impress people, but if people are impressed with something in our lives, then we have something that we're supposed to do with it. We are supposed to allow it to bring glory to who? To God. That's right. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Who is that? Who's the Father? So God, you know, that is so important, to glorify God. So if somebody's impressed with your life and they say, man, you're good at this, you can say, thank the Lord. You know, I'm just glad to be able to have the health and strength to do this. Just acknowledge God. And that is what we can do. There's other things that can come where some of those things that aren't necessarily, they might be important or they might not be important. How do we relate to it? There's a lot of things to consider. Okay, like we talked about looking in the mirror. In 1 Peter 3:3-4, it's, hey, feet stay on the floor. All right, says, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament, which is a beautiful thing, of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. An ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. You know, what is more beautiful? Somebody who is pretty but ornery, or somebody who just looks fine, but they're very sweet and nice? Which one's better? A beautiful person who's ornery, or a sweet and nice person who just looks fine? Yes, indeed. That's so much more important, okay? So we have to remember the things that are important. I'd like to look at another scripture. And in Proverbs 1, verse 7, and we'll see which one this one's about. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay, well, maybe it has something to do with our schoolwork, wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, if we have our attitude right towards the Lord and we respect Him, we will want to do the things that are important, won't we? We will. Now, there's another place I'd like to read here. If I can find, oh, there it is. Proverbs 21, verse 20 says, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. So, you know, maybe sometimes we have, maybe it's wealth, because we were careful with what we had, and a foolish person just spends it up and hopes that there'll be more. You know, if God gives you something, we are supposed to be a good steward of it. What does that mean? We're supposed to store it? No. We're supposed to use it wisely. So if God gives us something and we decide we're going to use it all for ourselves, that sounds pretty selfish, doesn't it? We need to be thinking about our lives and others' lives and thinking about God. All right, and Philippians 2:3. Now listen, we don't whisper when we're supposed to be in paying attention in class, okay? 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Which one might that be talking about? Better than themselves, doing more than others. You know, if we esteem other people better than ourselves, we probably won't be concerned that much about whether we're seen as doing more, impressing people, or different things like that. So, what I want you to think about today in all of this is that some things are important, and those things we need to make time for in our lives. We all have all the time we need in this life to do everything that God will ask us to do. God isn't going to give you a job to do and not allow you to have the time to do it. But God only is going to give us so much time. We don't know how long we have. And so what's important is that we're disciplined in our life and that we spend the time that we should in prayer, doing our chores, exercising, spending time with the Bible, eating properly, a good attitude, that we sleep when we need to, schedule schoolwork, things like that. And there's so many other things. And then if we have time and all the things that were important are being taken care of, we can have fun and eat ice cream. Doesn't that sound nice? Yeah, so those are the thoughts that I have for you guys this morning. First things first. Let's say that together. First things first. All right, you may go back to your seats.